Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, it's Caroline from GThanks Just Bought It, reminding you that in between episodes, you can find me on Instagram at GThanks Just Bought It Pod. You can find products that don't make it onto the episodes and recommendations from listeners like you. So before you start this episode, give it a follow and say hi in the comments. And for a full list of every product we featured on GThanks, visit GThanksJustBoughtIt.com/episodes. See you there. Hello, and welcome to another episode of GThanks Just Bought It. It's the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and today, Sally is taking a break. I'm joined by my friend and friend of the podcast, Amy Williams. You know her as Amy Y'all, but also I know her as planner influencer currently, which is why I've asked her to come on the show. She is a ceramicist and artist, but like I said, planner influencer, and that is what we're talking about today. Amy, thanks for joining me again. This is your second time on the show.
I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited to be fake Sally for the day.
Fake Sally. So yeah. You've been influencing me through your Instagram with your, I would say, obsession with your Hobonichi cousin planner, which I bought. Because you gave me the link for one that starts in April, so I don't have to skip a few months. But anyway, let's go back to the beginning. Like, what is a Hobonichi cousin planner? Okay. And why?
Okay. I'm so glad you asked, and I should have done a little more research, but I'll tell you everything I know.
look, say it confidently, and it doesn't matter.
That's all that matters. Okay. So this is a Japanese planner, and for years, they've gotten it right. They've cornered the market. They've done everything they need to do. And I feel like American planners are like great or whatever, but there's something about this one that just makes sense for a person that wants to like do a little bit more of, you know, than planning. You know what I mean? Like when I
for
first found
out there.
Yes. So I get a new planner every year. I'd been using the same brand for the past like 5 years and it like wasn't working for me anymore. And I got influenced by someone on Instagram who has been in the Hobonichi world for a while. And so I was like, cool, I'm going to buy one. But also they're kind of expensive. Spoiler alert.
They're really expensive. It was like $60.
Yeah. And I, you know, I hemmed and hawed, but ultimately I'm glad I got it. But I did a ton of research before I jumped in because I was so intimidated by it. Because everyone uses it differently. And I, for a while, thought I was too good to do memory keeping because that's what a lot of people do. These have daily pages as well as like weekly and monthly. So you got a lot of space to move. And I was like, no, I'm a serious businesswoman. I'm going to plan business in here.
Yeah, this is my business book.
Right. And I started to try to do that. And I was like, wow, this is boring and I hate this. And I just want to draw cute little things in here. And it has like made my year.
But what if I'm not an artist, which I'm not?
It doesn't matter.
No, doesn't I think matter. It matters a little bit.
I'm going to give you a secret.
Okay.
Are you ready for the secret?
Always.
Okay. A couple secrets. Nobody has to see this if you don't want them to. Like some people use this as their like genuine diary.
Yeah.
I could never because I like being on the internet too much.
Yep.
Two, you can just cut stuff out from the internet and glue it in. That's collage. Okay. That's cool. That's art. And secondly, these pages are so thin. I feel like I'm yelling because I'm so excited about this.
No, it's good.
These pages are so thin that you could pull up a picture, let's say on your phone, slip it under a page and trace something.
Oh my God.
Am I a genius or am I a genius?
I've never thought about tracing.
Straight up trace it.
Okay, now I need to try that. But okay, here's the thing. I don't do well with planners. Like, okay, all of my planners are like so good for January, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, gorgeous. Like, oh, like my new best you. Handwriting. Yeah, like the best pens, details, like just visiting it every morning. What do I have to do today?
Sort of holding like, it.
Holding it, right? Like caressing it, sort of like matching it up with my Google calendar and making sure I have by February, I'm blank. Out. Here's the thing. I started this year with one goal and I missed the entire month of March. I just wanted to write down one word a day to like describe how I felt. I saw this on Instagram Reels because I don't use TikTok. So I saw it on Instagram three weeks after everyone else saw it on TikTok. And it was just like it was like 12 pieces of paper for every month and then little 30 or 31 or 28 spots and then just a word a day. And I was like, I can do that. I can do that. And I have January and I have February and then nothing else. Listen. I fall off. How do you – like how are you using this? I don't think I'm going to like use this – to be like, oh, I have a meeting at 10. That's just like not how I use my planner. But everyone's like, even if you want to just memory keep, this is the best one.
Yes. So
explain to me why I just
I got you. By the end of this, you're going to – it's going to be your whole personality and you're going to be like obsessed.
So I'm basically going to turn it over to you because I know you brought visuals. Oh, I just want you to like lead me through it. You're going to answer all the questions I have anyway. But I just want to sit – with who I imagine is the majority of people listening right now, kind of like, because I know the G-Thanks audience so well, like there are probably a ton of planner heads in this crowd, but there's also-
I'm kind of scared of them.
I'm totally, same.
I don't want anyone to get mad at me.
No, no one's going to get mad at you because everyone just does their own thing. But what I do is buy planners and then not use them. And that's what I don't want to do. So I'm going to turn it over to you to talk about the Hobonichi like lifestyle and then also so I'm just gonna literally put my microphone on mute and
I'm
gonna run by the end. It's gonna be my new personality. That's your
yes.
goal.
Yes.
And I am not gonna want to return it.
No, and you can't. I won't let you. I'm okay. Before we leave here, you will write something in this goddamn planner.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we have literally, let's say we have 48 minutes.
Okay, I love it.
Of this episode.
Okay.
To go. So you have about, I would say 37 to 40 minutes to sell me.
Okay.
So I'm going to mute my mic. I will make note of questions as I go or feel free to open
and please
it
interrupt
me.
Yeah. No. Please interrupt me.
No problem. But I just want to let you roll with it because I know how passionate you are and I want people to know about this planner and I can't sell it. So I want you to sell it. All right. Okay. You ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay, here I go. I'm on mute.
Okay, I'm going to answer your question first of how do you use this? You're like, I'm going to abandon it in a month. I hear you. When I first got this, I got a January start. I got it in December. I was so intimidated. I was watching like hours of YouTube to try to see how people were using it because it felt too free for me and I needed like a little bit more guidance. So I'm like planning, I'm making notes. I'm like, this is how I'm going to use it. And for a while I was doing it daily. I was like checking in with my daily pages and I would spend like, I don't know, half an hour after dinner while Elaine is watching like weird sports and I'm filling in what happened and that was fine. And then things got a little bit busy. And so I started just keeping like notes in my phone about like what I did in the day because I'm now full memory keeping in the daily pages, which again, at first I was against. So I'm keeping these notes in my phone of just like a quick sentence, like today was annoying. I overslept and I didn't eat all day and I like cried and I giving myself that was really helpful. And so I can go back in and like back journal is what they call it. And not feel like I don't know what's happening. So sometimes I'm up to it and I'm like, you know, filling it in every day. Other times, like last night I filled in like, I don't know, 4 or 5 pages because I hadn't had the time. A few weeks ago, I sat down and spent like, I'm embarrassed to tell you this. I spent like 12 hours filling in March because it was like such a mess. And I'm certainly not saying you have to do that. I don't want you to do that.
You spent 12 hours filling in Caroline. No, but I mean, like, look, but like, amazing. If that's how you wanted to spend your time, great. And I'm not saying I could
for sure.
But I love that you're very into it.
I'm very into it, but also I was like, certainly avoiding something. I mean, there's no telling like what feelings I was running away from doing that. And I also watched like a whole season of Real Housewives New York. So it was like mutually beneficial, you know what I'm saying? So I want to get into it really quick with you. I wanted to say all that to just point out that like you can be kind of bad at it and you can spend 10 minutes a day or you can spend an hour a day. It doesn't matter, like whatever you want to do.
Now, before you show me, I just want to point out the differences between what you're showing me as your planner and what I'm showing you as mine. I just bought mine from your link.
It has
no cover. There's nothing going on with it. You seem to have bought a plastic cover protector.
I have.
Oh, it's yours is like so thick and like juicy.
It's
yours literally is such a juicy planner and I'm jealous.
When you open and close it, it groans. Okay. Like it literally makes a noise. Yes, the cover is from Paperbound Creations. It was like $10. I'm not out here trying to spend like $100 on a leather bound.
Well, look,
cover.
After you spend $60 on a planner, what's another $10 on the cover? I mean, really?
Exactly. And I also got tabs to help me figure it out. Also from Etsy, they're called Sticky Monster. I wrote it down. I also wanted to say like, this was going to be my work planner and I was going to cart it back and forth to the studio, but it is so expensive that I was throwing it in my bag and it was getting like ruffled up a little bit. And I was like, absolutely not. So I have like a cheaper, smaller one that is my work planner that I'm not like, I'm not scared to mess
up. Is it also Hobonichi?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
it's
all right. Weeks. Keeping it in the fam.
Yeah, it's the Hobonichi Weeks. It's cute and small, and I like it.
All right, so I just want I'll have a visual. I'll have Amy take a picture of her planner, as you can see.
Yes, yes.
What it looks like, but okay. Open it up and show us.
Okay, so when you open it up, you get the year, the full year, and then last year and next year. I am using this as a period tracker because I never know when that thing is coming. Which is terrible at this point, I should know. And so I'm writing it down and I'm just like making little notes about it. I don't want to get into detail about that, I guess, because that could get weird, but that is what my yearly overview is. So once you turn the page, this is a spread that I struggle with. Okay. This is like, you have the full 6 months in front of you with little bitty lines and it's telling you the date and it's telling you the day.
Right.
I have stressed about this for so long that I actually just don't use it. It's blank. Some people use this as what they call like a calendar index. So let's say if you are not using these daily pages as a record of your day and you're using it more like this is something that I want to buy, or like these are recommendations from Caroline. I'm writing it on, let's say, like March 24th. And so I'm coming into this page, and on March 24th, I'm writing Caroline's recommendations. So that way I can come here as an index and find the page where I made that list and easily access it.
Oh, okay.
You could also just use it for like birthdays or big events, or that kind of like writing your word of how you're feeling every day.
Yeah.
It could go here.
Okay, fine. Great.
Again, I've ignored that because I don't know what to do there.
Okay.
And then you go into like your actually monthly calendar look. You get bigger boxes, bigger squares. I'm using this as my like...
Oh my God. I cannot wait. I need you to take like legit photos of this.
Oh, I will. I will.
It just is so... Also, the other thing you have to know about Amy is like her handwriting is amazing. Like this is somebody who like illustrates and draws and creates for a living. So I get that my perception, like my version of this is not going to be as sleek or even as consistent. I think consistency is just my favorite thing.
Yes.
But like when you opened that page and just showed me on the camera just now, I was like, ah, I love it. So, okay. So now
but you will see when I take the picture, you're going to be like, oh, this is kind of a mess. Like it's not perfect.
No, I won't think that. Trust me. Okay. So I'm looking past my 6 month planner.
Mm-hmm.
It also is heavily, I mean, I know it's a Japanese planner, but it is heavily Japanese. Like,
yeah. Did you, I forgot to ask, did you get the Japanese version or the English version?
Clearly I think I got, well, I mean, there's both.
Oh, okay, then that's good. Yeah, you got technically the English version. Yeah, I mean, there are Japanese versions where nothing is in English, and like you have to look up what the date is.
Okay, I have English, but everything has, you know.
Yeah, the symbol, the character.
And it's dual Japanese and English, which is cool.
Yeah.
Maybe by the end of this, I will learn Japanese. Probably not.
Totally.
Okay, so now I'm looking, and now I'm also realizing I didn't get the April one because.
Oh, it's, well, okay. Then maybe if you want, I'll allow you to send this one back.
One.
Oh. Interesting.
Because there's no January. Whatever. I mean, look, whatever. Okay, so wait, show me the thing that we're looking at right now. This is just the calendar.
So we're looking at the monthly overview. And I use this as like what I, a quick thing of what I did that day. So sometimes it's like I shipped 68 orders today. And other times it's like I'm in a bad mood or like Merry Christmas.
Ate a hot dog.
Yes. Merry Christmas. Only cried once today. Like it's just quick little
was
things.
Was that on
in
Christmas?
There. Absolutely. It was on Christmas.
Okay. Got it.
And so that's how I'm using my like monthly thing.
Just like a little, like that's sort of like my word of the day. Just like a little blurb. Okay.
Yes. Because I don't know. I tend to forget. And especially like, as you just noticed, I just said cried on Christmas. Like, I have a tendency to like just focus on that. So I do think when I first started, I wanted this to be like gratitude space. And sometimes it is that. And other times it's like busy feelings, physical therapy. That's all I wrote in March 14th. So that's what that is. And I'm enjoying that a lot.
Okay.
And if you then go past that, you get to the weekly layouts.
Okay, and so yeah, you're right. Mine does start in April. Okay. So
oh, good. Okay. They just gave
the
you like a little extra.
The layout is like four bars per page, vertical bars that are separated from 5 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Yes. Now, this took me a while to figure out like what worked for me. At first, I was doing like I don't know what I was doing. I was like using, I was letting it go all the way to like 4 a.m. I don't need that. I'm not you. I do sleep occasionally. and I was like making little checklists down here and trying to do stuff up here. It just wasn't working. So the way that I have leveled out with this is I still put my appointments in like a highlighted area, but I don't use the bottom anymore. And I put my lists down here. I got this from another like Hobonichi person and they are categories of lists. So one says home, one says errands, to buy, share. So that's like, if I need to post something on Instagram, to do my work to-do list, and then wins. So I'm writing down like what went well for me that week again, so I can like not feel so bad all the time.
And you do that every week.
I do, but I will say ever since getting the weeks, which is my smaller calendar that I use for work, I'm like less focused on it.
Do you feel like this has become more of a memory keeper for you?
Yeah. And I mean, I still want to put in like what I'm doing, but I'm not being like, so like sometimes there's like just not a lot. It's just like scribbly, not a lot happening. And I feel like I used to like make sure there was a cute sticker there or like, I don't even think I've filled in. Yeah, I filled in this week, but like nothing's happening.
Okay. My question is too, these pages are really thin and I see that you're using markers. Is there bleed?
There is not necessarily bleed. I use the Tombow dual pens and the Zebra.
Yeah, which I also bought because you told
that.
Me to.
Love that.
Amy gave me a whole shopping list before this episode.
So I use these and Zebra mild liner highlighters, and they're like the best for a book like this or pages like this. This paper is called like Tomo River paper or something.
It's
my accent cannot handle this, but
it's very Bible like, I think.
Yes, you're right. It is very like
in Bible paper.
Yeah, there's like some religious trauma there.
The book out there.
The book.
The big book. His work.
His memoir, I guess.
His memoir. His memoir. Yeah.
It doesn't bleed, but I will say if I'm doing like a highlight here, I'm putting the like, okay, I'm going to the gym today. So I'm going to count. One, two, three. So I do the highlight first.
Okay.
And then
right
over top of it. Yeah. Or else it'll like smear.
You don't put like a stock card or anything behind the page just to save, just to make sure. Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, if you're going to use like a Sharpie or something, I would probably do that, but I'm not that precious about it. Yeah. Tombos won't bleed through.
Okay. All right. All right.
So that's our weekly spread.
Great.
And then we're going to move into the dailies. So every month gets its own blank page to start. You also get like two pages that say turning the page to a new year before you even get to the dailies. And a lot of people will do like goal keeping, like writing down what they want to accomplish this year. Some people will like write a letter to their future self. I clearly don't believe in any of that because these pages are blank.
It is a little woo. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's for sure. Woo. Speaking of the Bible and the good book.
Yeah, the good book.
Uh-huh. A lot of like Christian girlies really use these, I've noticed.
Okay. This is like a Bible-esque book.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's across the board, not like that. But if you're looking on YouTube, I do notice like a lot of the girls are like, me and my husband went out to church and this is the prayer that we prayed and, you know, stuff like that. I'm going to get canceled.
Is that my hobo?
Yeah. So the blank page before the month starts, I used to do like goals and it made me feel bad about myself because I wasn't accomplishing the goals. So I've just stopped doing that.
So what do you use it for now? Sorry for my own. What do you use it for now?
Nothing. Mostly nothing. Okay. I might come back and like some people will, especially with the printer that we have, will like print out highlights of the month and maybe stick it on this page. I'm fine with that. I may end up doing that just to fill in the pages. Okay. I don't know. I used to use the Passion Planner. I don't know if you ever tried that one. And it made me feel bad about myself because I'd get to the end of the month and it'd be like, what'd you do this week, bitch, or this month? And I'd be like, nothing.
I just don't need a planner.
Should I stop cussing?
No.
Sorry.
Okay. Don't worry. We cuss. We're cussers. I just don't need to think about – I don't feel like I accomplish things on a scale – quickly enough to visit them every week or month. I feel like at the end of the year, I'd like to be like, okay, but also I think there's a piece of this, like if you are sort of memory keeping, it's easier to then look back and be like, oh, I accomplished this because everything feels so fresh. You like remember when you did stuff rather than I don't love sitting there and being like, oh, I achieved my goals.
Right.
Because if I didn't,
then I'm burning the book. Exactly. Yeah, then I'm not going to use it. Yeah.
Then I'm burning my good book. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm.
So January was certainly me like trying to figure out what was working for me. And I was doing a lot of like today and like wrap ups. Like this one is so weird to me because I was writing what happened.
How do you resist? Like, I guess my big question is, how do you commit to the consistency while also understanding that you are going to sort of change the way you use this book? Because I feel like if I started off January with like today and then wrap up and then decided in February I didn't want to do it anymore, I'd be like, well, I ruined the book and I ruined this
and I need a new one.
And I need a new one. That's my personality.
Same.
I would love to be able to show like to find value in that creative growth, like inside the process, but that's just not how my brain works. I wish things were different. They're just not. This is who I am. So, and I know that as an artist, you both probably have a great understanding of how to let yourself evolve, but also a great sense of you want things to be perfect.
Yes.
And in like a form that you're like, that feels like, I don't know, like tied up. So like how do you kind of fix that tension?
A couple things. Mm-hmm. One, because I did so much like YouTube and Instagram research on this planner, I had watched so many girls be like, I used to do it like this and then I do it like this. And I think seeing them change like that, it gave me permission to do the same. There's this one British girl
almost like
YouTube.
It's part of the fun is the like evolution.
Yes. Like this one girl on YouTube, her name is like, whoops, I did it again or something. I'll have to send it to you, but she does a video where she's like, here are seven different layout options. And it was so nice to see her do that, because it was like, oh, I didn't, when I look at a page like this, that is kind of structured, like if you look closely, there's like a time area on the daily page. There's like little spots for to-do lists and then like open kind of graph paper. And I thought, oh, I had to split the page like that. And seeing other people not do that, it gave me permission. But I mean, that being said, I don't ever want to look back through January, because it was me figuring it out. And I was like, I'm kind of embarrassed about it, if that makes sense.
No, that's so interesting, just because January in my planners are always actually the perfect months. Right. Right. And then the rest of my months are either like non-existent or like half-assed. And I like that January is a place of evolution for you.
Yeah, I was like overdoing it in January to where it didn't feel real.
Zooming out big picture, I feel like it would be so nice. I have a journal that I kept so consistently through 10th grade. Mm-hmm. And it's like I know you're a big journaler. I'm just not. I wish things were different, but like, what I love about that journal is like I remember everything because of how much I wrote, and I get that that's how that works. But memory keeping to me, and especially, and we can talk about the printer that we both have, as like an addition to this whole set. But you know, you think as the years go on, you do remember less. It all just sort of feels like one long fucking year.
Yes. Or like a blur. A lot of it is like so blurry for me.
Like 10th grade is so, it is 1 year, but it is also, it's like 10th grade. Like I haven't thought about a year of my life like that since I was in college. And so that's been over 15 years. So like you think you remember things, you think that you're going to remember details and you don't. I like the idea of having like a shelf in my home that's just like journals of years, because I always read my 10th grade journal. Mm-hmm. It's never made me want to continue journaling, but I like remember that year very well because I actually spent some time with it.
Yeah.
And I know that you have the opposite. Like you have like every memory is like in one of these planners for like years and years of your life.
Yeah. And I, you know, I, like you said, I journaling is like really big for me, but the busier I get, I do not prioritize it. And, but this like practice makes me feel better about like opening my journal and being like, oh, I haven't written in a month or 2 months or 3 months. Like, because I know that it's like coming out here somewhere. And I do like, I don't mind if people flip through this. So I'm not necessarily like giving you my deepest, darkest emotions.
Right.
Sometimes I might be, but I just might be covering it up with like drawings.
Yeah, but you know, but it depends. I mean, and a journal can be anything, right? Like you're kind of an experienced journal, right? Like even memory keeping in a hobo. Mm-hmm. Even if you would let people read it, it's still a journal.
Yeah, yeah. For
I'm
sure.
I'm looking
for
a cover for my hobo right now.
I can't wait to see what you pick.
Okay, so then typically what you spend a day kind of revisiting a week, or do you like how do you sit down with this journal?
It depends on your planner. It depends on how I'm feeling, what I'm doing. Like last night I needed to fill in some pages so that I didn't have to spend one Saturday like for 12 hours on the couch. Okay. And my kind of like in between is just writing out what I'm doing, like tiny illustrations, highlights, and then I will use my Canon IV printer. Like that covers a lot of space for me, because I don't necessarily, like on Tuesday, April 4th, we had Elaine's mom's birthday dinner. I didn't need to write like a huge passage about that. Like you don't need to know what I ate there. Like you don't need to know about the bottle of wine.
I might want to know. Do you remember?
It was actually beef bourguignon, and it was kind of weird. It was a weird choice.
Call it buff.
I should have. Buff.
Why would you have chosen that? Just curiosity.
It was a French restaurant, and the menu was so overwhelming that I just literally pointed and said, I'll have this. This sounds good. This is my personality.
Just go with your gut almost.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You had the buff, but you didn't want to write it down.
I didn't want to write it down, so I just
also forget that you had it. So what did you
never forget?
Tell me that.
I had a meeting that day, so I wrote a little bit about the meeting, And then I printed out two pictures from the dinner and slapped them in there and just said Leanne's birthday dinner at Cafe Alsace.
Hell yeah, Leanne. Happy birthday, Leanne. We I love Leanne's parents, so it is true that Leanne is – I'm a big fan of Leanne. Leanne, Stan. you say you printed out a picture. I think this is a great opportunity.
I totally agree.
One of my favorite products that I like beyond planners – and I can't, I was asking Amy before we started recording, I'm like, did I get influenced by you? Did you get influenced by me? And she said very
quickly. It turns out neither.
No, I think I'm pretty sure I got influenced by you. But very quickly, she was like, it wasn't you. She was like, it was some other girl. But we both have the.
What color Canon, is yours?
What?
Yours
mine's,
is.
Mine's
okay, mid. That's cute. Mine's like rose gold, whatever.
Oh, I like that
yours
too.
Is I like yours better.
The Canon Ivy mini photo printers, which photo printing technology has come a long way, I think, since maybe like 10 years ago, even maybe less time than that. But it's so – it could not be easier. It costs like $25 for 50 sheets, I think.
I don't – I bought the bundle, so that sounds right to me.
I bought a bunch of, there was a sale, and I just like stocked up because I love them so much. But you just go through your camera roll and you print. So I'm going to show you some of the pictures I've already printed, that I know I'm going to put in my thing. This is a picture of my group chat having dinner in New York over Christmas when we were, it's just three of us. We are in a Bravo group chat. We all ended up wearing the same exact thing to brunch. All of us were wearing black turtlenecks.
Love that.
This is Lottie in her rain outfit. She looks
precious
like a clown.
Baby. She does. Right?
This is me and Nora.
So jealous. I'm trying to take over y'all's friendship, but it's fine.
Come on in. This is my dad and my brother, and Lottie's in the middle when I went home. This is a picture of all of my cousins.
That's and it's printed in a different orientation.
That's right.
I love that.
This is a picture of me and my family dog. This is a picture of me crying because I
love
wanted
that. You got to.
I had to record, you know. This is a picture of going to Hot Pot. This is a picture of Teresa Giudice about to flip a table because I turned to Bravo a lot in the first couple months of this year because it's been a rough year for me. So I kind of thought about like, oh, I'll talk about which episodes I rewatched. And it was just fun to print out these pictures because in my head, I'm like, oh, this was a flower arrangement I made around Christmas.
The one that wouldn't die
that stayed alive.
It was gorgeous.
Until, no joke, I think I finally tossed it March 1st. It was almost 3 months. Because if you're not, I mean, for me, it's like, I don't want to write details, but if I have a picture there, it's so much easier for me.
Yes.
So this little gadget has come in so handy. This is like one of the most perfect things I've ever purchased.
And I agree.
That's not something I say lightly.
And can I tell you something so embarrassing?
Please.
For the first month, I think not until I saw the reel that you made with your friends at dinner where you were like printing pictures, I didn't realize the back was sticky. So I was like gluing it into this.
No, this
dumb
is literally
book.
Sticky tape.
I know. I was so
They're
stupid.
Stickers.
Sometimes I don't read the full description and I just go for it. So with you it don't. Being a sticker like that has been.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm obsessed. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's a sticker. So you, I want like a list of. I feel confident in like, I'm like excited to write something in here. I really am. But I also want to know. You know, what should I have on hand? Should I buy washi tape? Should I buy those, you know, those like Aferima books that just have like little, I mean, I have a ton of magazines on hand, so collaging is easy. But I want to have like a real thick girl for a planner, you know?
Yes.
So what kind of supplies do I need?
I would get a tape runner, which looks like a little whiteout cartridge.
Okay.
Thingamajig, and it's just sticky, so you can like run it on the back of these like magazine printouts. Yep. Or you could get glue dots, but I think the runners are, it's not as thick. So you can use that to tape stuff in. That's how I tape everything in. Okay. I do like to do this thing with washi. Let's see if I can find it, where I'll get like a piece of something like this is from a restaurant we went to. And so I washied the top of it was able to journal underneath it.
Okay. It is so giving Amelia's notebook. Like you remember
that is such a compliment. Oh my God.
I mean, that's the goal of this whole thing is I want these things to give Amelia. This is adult Amelia's notebook.
Absolutely. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait till you take a little, I want you to take like a little boomerang of this.
I will.
One. Because I think people are going to be obsessed with that. It is adult Amelia's notebook, this thing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And then like washi tape.
When you drew your Stanley.
It's actually an Owala. Do not even say it's a Stanley.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say, Owala reduce... Or simple modern over Stanley. Mm-hmm.
Agree. One girl. This is just a dang post-it note. So it's like, uh-huh. I'm not, you know, I'm taping it all in. It's, I don't want people to spend like $1 billion because you really easily could spend $1 billion.
Totally. Yeah. To buy stuff. I guess the keys would be the tape runner.
The tape runner, I would invest in like a gel pen that will not smear. So like you need to watch the ones that you're using. Like sometimes like a Sharpie gel might, Tombows won't, but you're not necessarily going to write with a Tombow. Like I use a tiny, this is a Muji, M-U-J-I gel pen, but you could use like any gel pen as long as it's not too like juicy, if that makes sense.
No juice. Okay.
No juice.
And you'll give you'll give me
yes. Yes. I also really like this brand Pip Sticks for like tiny little stickers.
Oh, that's
these cute. Are fun because like Happy Planner stickers, if you go into like Joanne or Michael's, those books are like $35.
How much
and
did this you pay
was
for that?
This was $10 and it has 2,000 stickers in here. And some of them are stupid, but some of them are really cute and fun and I like that.
Okay.
Let's see.
I do say invest and if this is something you're serious about, or even if it's not. But you just like having your pictures printed and stickers.
Mm-hmm.
The Canon Ivy really is a good investment.
Totally. It's like
if you wait for Prime Day or Black Friday. I think that's when you'll get like a really good deal. But I think I paid like $100 for my bundle.
I did too. Yeah. Or maybe that's even like $80.
Yeah. I think maybe like expensive. $89 kind of.
And I have this like cheapo, like literal elementary school bin that I just throw everything in. And I can sit on the couch, open this up, and like work on it while I'm watching TV. And
does
that
it lean
is
to a hobo?
Absolutely not. I actually just bought her one of these weeks because she missed an appointment yesterday or day before.
Lean.
I know. And so I was like, if you would had a planner to write it down, you wouldn't have missed it.
Is that true though? Does she not keep like a digital planner either?
She does. She's been sick. I should cut her some slack, but.
We're being real mean to Elaine. Okay.
We are. It's because she's not here. I can do it when she's not here. That's toxic.
But like, yeah, all these things, you know, you can just spend as much money or as little money as you want. But like, I think don't underestimate the power of like an old magazine.
Yes.
And scotch tape, honestly.
Totally. Totally.
I do love a washi tape. That's fun.
It is fun. And it covers up mistakes. Like I sometimes will spell something wrong or like write something and I don't like the placement and I can just stick a piece of washi over it.
How often do you go back to an old planner or journal and revisit?
Pretty often. I keep like very detailed like work notebooks and those when I finish one, I like date the spine and I go back to that a lot because I need it for like remembering what that person said and everything. This is my first hobo cousin. So I will visit this, I think a lot next year, a lot.
Is there anything you'll definitely change next year?
Yes, I think I will come because it does matter to me that the pages are as full as possible. Because like you said, at the end of the year, I want this like chunky book.
Chunky, thick girl. Mm-hmm.
I will probably have a better idea of what I want to do on those month pages.
Okay.
Because right now they just feel like a waste of space. Mm. And I want something a little bit more, like, even if it's just cutting out something from a magazine, I want something.
What do other people use them for? I mean, what are things that other people use them for that are sort of non-traditional? Like, what have you seen?
I've seen a lot of people collage there, or there's a really big market on Etsy for like planner stickers. And so people will buy these like year bundles, and, you know, April's will say like April in a pretty font, and there's flowers and stuff around. So they're just like decorating, you know, they're not necessarily drawing it. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So there's that. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people just leave them blank. I don't know. I'm not for it.
I think for me, I think if I think of it more journal, less planner, more memory keeper, less like 10 pages of writing, more picture heavy, more points, I think I could really get into it.
I agree. This is one page and it's just Bethany and Luann.
Luann doing It's About Tom.
Yes. And that's going to be my Saturday. I'm not going to add anything else because I don't want to.
I know, but like, I'm not going to be able to draw Luann. So
I'm
going to have to
pull up
Luann. Did you trace Luann?
I traced the outline of their faces and then went in with my pen.
Okay. I'll try. Tracing might be like,
it's going to save you. It's going to save
you. I'm sure it is. I'll trace.
Okay. There ain't nothing wrong with tracing. You still got to fill it in.
Nothing wrong with tracing.
Yeah, see?
I'm really excited. And so,
we haven't even gotten into the back of it yet, Caroline.
Yeah, now I'm okay. So we're going through the day pages. Now what?
And I'll make this part quick because I don't have anything groundbreaking here, but they give you like notes or pages of graph paper that you can do notes and stuff on. I'll do like pen tests on it because I'm not using these for anything, but some people will write their budget. Some people will write like future planning because they don't necessarily want to go in and like write on their weekly pages when something's happening in December because they mess it up.
Saw all these back pages. There's a timetable. There's graph paper. Yes. There's favorites. And there's my 100.
I know. I
don't know
big
what that
plans.
Means, but I love it.
It can be whatever you want. Some people will do like successes. Some people will be like, these are the 100 books I read. For me, it would be like, these are my favorite episodes of Housewives so far.
Oh,
like,
that's such a good idea.
You know? Or
I would
like,
rank the Housewives with mine.
Yes. Yes. Then they have my favorite things. You can write down your favorite book, your favorite movie, your favorite TV show. I'm probably not ever going to do that, but maybe.
It's a nice help.
Yeah. And then they give you a 365-day tracker. And for the first month, I was doing like how many pages a day I was reading.
Wait, I don't think I got a 365-day tracker.
Yeah, it's the bubbles in the back.
You're right.
So wait. I was like – excited
oh my God, they
about
have this? A thing. I mean, mine's all in Japanese, so I don't totally understand.
Is it all in Japanese?
A little bit, yeah. I don't have the bubbles. I have other things. But I got one that starts in the spring.
You should still have this. You don't have a page that looks like this?
No. No, I don't.
Well, don't feel bad because I'm not using it. Because I realized that once you hit February, it's like you have to it says like 32, 33, 34, 35. And I'm not paying attention to what day this is. So I just stopped using it altogether. I will probably glue these closed one day. I was testing my markers here. And that's it.
Oh, I really do like it. Now, I don't think it's necessary that you buy the $60 planner, though I understand. No. And I'm happy that I did because I really wanted the full experience. But any notebook is fine. Store-bought is fine, you know, that kind of thing. But, like, I do recommend the markers that Amy's recommended because they're tested on journal. But the Canon Ivy printer, for me, feels like a non-negotiable, and I do want to get some fun washi tape. I am going to try tracing. I don't know. I guess I'm gonna make this unreturnable, and I'm going to write something in it.
I would love to see this.
as oh we're talking.
Oh, my God.
I am – wait, I should take a picture of us recording so I can print it out and then put it in the – that should be the first thing I do.
Okay, I'm going to do it too. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm opening up my – I'm going to – this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn on my printer.
Oh, my God. Things are happening.
Things are happening. I'm going to open up that app. I really love this thing.
Do you ever do the collage ones? Like,
I haven't yet. I've just been printing pictures straight.
So I will do – I don't do the, like, frames or anything, but I'll stick four pictures on one and then just cut it down. So that way I'm not using, like, a full sticker sheet for just, like, a stupid selfie.
Got it. See, I'm all for using
I'm definitely also doing that, but sometimes I'm like, maybe I shouldn't waste this.
This is printing as we speak. Let me get the sound. I don't know if you can hear it, but it is printing.
It's pretty fast too. Like, I mean, it's not lightning speed.
And the quality is really good. I'm going to do a reel about this printer soon.
You have to. You have to.
And then I'm going to stick it to the first. I'm going to stick this picture to the front. Like the first page.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Here we go.
Oh my God. I can't believe you just
realized they were stickers.
Not just, but way too late in life.
Okay. Too late in life. All right. So here we go. Just printed. Look at that.
Oh my God.
How cute is that? Okay. Look at like how fast was that? Now I'm going to unpeel.
I'm doing the same.
Okay, cool. I'm sure this is really fun to listen to.
I know.
All right. Peeling it off. Putting it in.
And it, I mean, the charge doesn't hold super, super long.
It's fine. It takes such an obvious, I don't know, just like any other.
It makes sense to me for sure. Yeah. I have had people be like, it dies. And it's like, well, yeah,
it dies like anything else, but also like you shouldn't carry it around like a phone. Like you should have a place to charge it. Okay. I just put it in the front. And I'm going to write my first Hobonichi.
Oh, my God. I love it. I'm printing as we speak.
This was so informative to me. And I do feel like a boost of confidence.
Yes. Good. That was my goal because I was looking for that so hard when I got this in the mail.
I am jealous of your good handwriting, though. I don't have
thank you
that consistency of of handwriting.
I think that's okay. My favorite pen for stuff like that is the Tombow. I feel this is ignorance. The Fudensuki. Everyone's laughing. Everyone just crashed their car. They're so mad at me. But it's this like tiny black brush pen, and it's the hard tip. So it's not the one that you have. This is more of a like outline lettering one. And that's my favorite for like big writing.
Okay. That's good to know. I will look into that. Though I am going to try my best to not spend.
Yes.
I want to get to a place where I'm not like, I have the markers. I don't need, 9,000 different. I'm writing my first hobo. All right, I'm going to show it to you before we end this app. This is so exciting. I love to have a little hobby.
Yay. Oh, it's gorgeous. Did you like the pen?
I loved it. It's like, so it doesn't bleed, but it goes really, it's very bright and it does go smooth.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm putting you in. Cover.
Okay. I can't
there you
wait.
Are. Let me see. Boom. And I'll come in and write something.
That's really like, fun. Thank you so much for teaching me about this.
Of course. I am insufferable
No. You've been playing the long influencing game.
Okay,
and
good.
And it worked. Because you've been months, and now I'm like, it's April and I'm ready.
And I share like monthly flip throughs every month. So if you feel you need some inspiration, there's always something chaotic happening.
I kind of was wondering, is she not share? Is she not using this to do much personal stuff because she does share.
I will tell you.
Is someone screenshotting your stories and trying to?
They could, but here's the thing. The other day I had like a full mental breakdown and I wrote all over in here And I didn't necessarily want anybody to read it. So I just painted over it with some acrylic paint and the paper handled it, which I was really shocked about.
Wow. Look at that artistry from Amy. Like, but what if you want to read it one day?
I know what I'm talking about here. This is something I can't let go of. So it's not going to surprise me. I can just open my real journal and be like, oh, there it is. Yeah.
I love that you have thing. This will reference me back to another book that I write. This will reference me back to my other work.
Yeah. Whereas all these non-existent kids I'm going to have one day, they're just going to open this up and be like, oh, she was unhinged.
Like, yeah. I mean, honestly, hold on one second. Hi. Oh, someone just like FedExed something to my house and then knocked and then left and then took a picture. And I was like, wow, you're already so interested in
podcasting right now.
Hobo. Thank you so much for joining us. Where can everyone find you online and your monthly flip throughs?
You can find me on Instagram at Amy Yall, AmiYall. Maybe one day I'll take this show to YouTube, but that seems like so much work.
It does, right? I think you should imagine? Do like reels though. I think you should do like little Instagrammy.
On YouTube?
No, on Instagram.
I do. I can't get off Instagram.
I know. Me too. You and me both. Okay, I love that. We're going to use Amy's links to all of these things so that she can see her influence on the G-Thanks community.
No, use yours. Use yours.
No, it'll be great. I was influenced by the influencer. We use your links. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm actually really excited to just like dive right in now.
Good.
Okay. Well, thank y'all for joining us for this episode. Every time I talk to one of my like handful of friends who live in the South, I walk away with a full draw. And
we love it.
I love it. So you got to come on the show more. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for influencing me. And we'll see y'all next week for another episode.
Bye.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline at gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/gthanksandfriends.